A Troubling Tragedy in Buffalo by Chris Danielson. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Chris Danielson. The National Federation of the Blind is saddened and troubled by the recent and tragic death of Nurul Amin Shah Alam, a blind Rohingya refugee whose body was found in Buffalo, New York in February 2026, a few days after being released from federal custody and reportedly left alone miles from home. His death has prompted investigations, widespread concern, and, we hope, renewed attention to how blind and other vulnerable people are treated by public authorities. According to reports from multiple news sources, Mr. Shah Alam, 56, had come to the United States from Myanmar with his family in December 2024 after fleeing persecution faced by Rohingya Muslims there. He spoke little English, and he was reportedly blind in one eye and had limited vision in the other, relying on a cane for mobility. On February 19, 2026, he was released from the Erie County Holding Center in Buffalo following a year in jail related to what his family said was a misunderstanding stemming from his being lost and his cane, or something that he was using as a cane, perhaps a curtain rod, being mistaken for a weapon or being perceived as being used in a threatening manner. Federal Border Patrol agents took him into custody upon his release, but later determined he was not subject to deportation. Instead of returning him to his family or ensuring he reached a safe destination, agents allegedly drove him to a Tim Hortons coffee and donut shop and left him there alone. The shop was reportedly 5 miles from his home, although the Border Patrol claimed that at his own request, he had been left at a safe, warm location near his last known address. However, doubts about the Border Patrol's assertions are reasonable, since Mr. Shah Alam spoke limited English and does not appear to have been provided effective communication or accommodations. There are also conflicting reports as to whether the shop had already closed for the evening when he was left there. Mr. Shah Alam disappeared that night. His family began searching for him after learning he had been released somewhere in the city. 5 days later, police found his body near downtown Buffalo's sports arena. Authorities have said the precise circumstances of his death remain under investigation, while city officials, members of Congress, and the state attorney general have called the situation a preventable tragedy and demanded accountability. In response, the National Federation of the Blind issued a statement expressing sorrow and deep concern over the circumstances surrounding Mr. Shah Alam's death. Here is the statement. Baltimore, Maryland. The National Federation of the Blind is deeply saddened by the death of Nurul Amin Shah Alam, a blind Rohingya refugee who passed away in Buffalo, New York, after being released from federal custody. Although many details about Mr. Shah Alam's final days remain unavailable, this tragedy underscores the need for a careful and comprehensive review of the procedures in place for blind people who come into contact with law enforcement, immigration authorities, or detention facilities. This includes evaluating whether a proper white cane was offered, how information was communicated to someone with limited English proficiency and no access to written or digital formats, and how agencies plan and provide resources for blind individuals. Effective communications and reasonable accommodations are required by law. Mr. Shah Alam's death is a somber reminder of why accessible, disability-aware practices are essential across all stages of custody and release. There is currently no indication he was provided effective communication or reasonable accommodations, said Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. The lack of accommodations and disability support among law enforcement has long been a concern of our organization. We urge federal, state, and local agencies to conduct a thorough investigation into the accommodations provided and to identify solutions to strengthen policies that protect the safety and dignity of blind immigrants and refugees. We remain prepared to serve as an expert resource to any agency seeking to improve their practices. The National Federation of the Blind has fought for blind people who are incarcerated or have contact with law enforcement throughout our history. In the past few years, we have settled litigation with the corrections bureaucracies in both Colorado and Virginia, and we continue to work on enforcing these agreements. Equal treatment and effective communication are not rights that stop in custody or at the gates of correctional facilities, and law enforcement at all levels has legal and moral obligations to blind individuals regardless of their status in the judicial system. This tragedy emphasizes that the consequences of failing to recognize these obligations can be severe and even irreparable. We will continue to follow this story and hope that it leads not only to justice for this refugee and his family, but real improvements in the operations of all of the agencies involved.